we could have your attention here in the Media Center, we'll continue on with today's Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series media availability. We're joined by Clint Bowyer, driver of the number 14 Cars 3 Ford for Stewart Haas Racing. Clint, that was a wild race out there today. I mean, you know, cars coming in damaged, beaten up, dirt, rubber all over these cars. Would you walk us through the race from your perspective and the kind of battle was out there for you guys?
Well, let's face it, short runs have never been my strong suit here. The long runs are, and thank God we got a long run there. Hell, I was out of tires. By the time I got done tearing the hell out of my car, I was out of tires. Those stages, you know, I mean, obviously it's the first crack at it. That's what lends to tore up race cars. You just, you know, it's such a short stage. There's some technical, you know, strategy that you got to try to play and get track position. And then now all of a sudden you're on, you know, the bad side of tires, trying to hold guys off, and you're blocking. They're stacked up behind them, and it's just it's a recipe for disaster. And, you know, the 47 car down there, I just didn't see him and knocked the whole front end off our car. And somebody else I had a really good run on, and I thought they were going to give it to me, and they didn't. Brad spun me out. Yeah, one of them days.
One of those days indeed. We'll open the floor up here for questions. If you have a question for Clint, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you.
Donna Beth Wellman, Benicia Herald, Martinez News Gazette. How was aerodynamics in that car after it got torn up? You still came in second.
Not as good as they were. I can promise you that. When it was really flaring, there was a huge hole in it. It was plowing terrible bad in the high-speed stuff. And then, you know, I was just patient and tried to take care of my stuff. I mean, just do all my normal stuff that's always gotten me to be good out here. And thank God I got that long run and was able to lean on some of my expertise here, if there is any. Just taking care of my stuff and babying it and not spinning the tires and you know, being good on the back end of a run.
Good next to Bob.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. I know you need a win, but is it nice to see Harvick win at all? And did you get any sense that his team was frustrated too at seeing all the success?
Let's face it, you're not going to keep, you know, that team that's won a championship, won all these races in the last 5 years. You're not going to keep them out of you know, winning the, you know, victory lane anyway. So it's not like I was looking at that team as one that I was going to have to, you know, try to point my way into to beating for the chase. I mean, let's face it. Yeah, we got to win. We need to win in a big way. And today would have been a great win. But after everything that happened, I mean, to get, you know, second place is, I guess, really good, as a matter of fact.
Additional questions down here? There are no questions in
Thanks,
the press
guys.
Box. Clint, thank you.